Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today? Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Are you there?
Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay. I have a problem with your company, and I need to get you find out why you folks have been charging me for something I didn't ask for.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
64870.
Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm sorry?
So who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Joe Dennis.
Okay, Mr. Dennis, can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
Just a minute. Say again.
So can you verify your shipping address, please?
1002 West 1st Street in Webb City.
Thank
Missouri,
you.
Missouri 64870.
Thank you. Give me 1 second so I can review this account for you. Okay, I see you called in yesterday about this account.
No, my wife did.
Okay.
My wife did.
Yeah, when she called, she asked for the account to be canceled, and the account was canceled.
Okay. But I would like to know how in the world you folks justify charging me, I got more than 9 times for a subscription that I didn't ask for, and I got no notification of, and you folks just helped yourself to my bank account every time, and without anything, and I thought in the United States that if you purchased something, you were supposed to get something for your time and services. I was never even notified by you folks by mail. The U.S. mail or anything, and I feel like I've been ripped off because you've been accessing my account essentially before the first of the year, and you've been taking out about $60 every time. You almost up to about $600 that I don't remember signing up for anything or saying I did any of this. So I wanted to know what is going on with your company that you feel like you can do this to us.
Okay. So do you remember entering a contest entry to win an iPhone 13?
No. I entered something that said I won an iPhone and said all I need to do was pay $2 to have it delivered, and that's what I agreed to. I didn't agree to anything that had to do with a drawing for an iPhone. It said I won an iPhone.
Okay. So in that terms and conditions, it'll explain that you are entering the contest entry to win the iPhone, and the $2 paying that you paid for the shipping, that was for the shipping if you did win the iPhone. And then in the terms and conditions, it'll also explain that when you pay that shipping, you will also be enrolling in the ByteSub app on a monthly subscription.
I thought it was illegal to put things in a contract without complete disclosure of what was going on.
Yes,
that's
sir,
hidden. That's hidden information.
No,
you
sir.
Didn't make that apparent when I did that. All you folks asked for was $2. It never said nothing about enrolling me in any sweepstake or whatever you're saying it was. I wasn't doing it for an iPhone. It said I won one. It didn't say I was registering to get into a drawing for one. I don't need an iPhone that bad.
Yes, sir.
So I think that's wrong. I demand my money back. I mean, this is crazy. You guys took over $600 for something I haven't even got anything for.
Okay, so there isn't over $600. And also, it is stated in the terms and conditions when you signed up for that.
I didn't sign nothing.
Okay, so when you paid that shipping for that product, in the terms and conditions, before you put in your card information.
Okay, for the third time, I've heard what you said. I'm telling you that's illegal. That's not right. You can't do that and just say, oh, you're enrolled for this because I paid $2. That's horse manure. I'm sorry. That's not true. That's not right. I want my money back. I think what you folks have done is rip me off. And if you access my account again, I will get a lawyer, and I will definitely sue you for this because this is not right. I'm asking you kindly for my money back. I don't know what you guys are trying to pull, but I think it's a sham. And I think I'm going to have to report you to the Better Business Bureau. And I'm going to talk to my fraud department about this, too. This is not right. I don't care what you put in writing. That's not what it said when I put $2 in. You hit it in some bullshit thing on the side. And then now I'm automatically enrolled for something. When you didn't give me anything, don't you think you should have notified me that you were doing this? No, you give one little notice, and then you proceed to take over $600. That's not right. That's okay. Not complete disclosure of a contract.
Okay, so because it's stated in the terms and conditions.
If you tell me that one more time, lady, I'm going to get upset with you. Please stop telling me that.
Okay.
I heard you the first time. I understood what you said. I'm not an idiot. So don't treat me like one because I'm getting up a little upset with you. I understand the terms and conditions of what you said. But that's not what it said on the paper. It didn't say, oh, be sure to read our terms and conditions first before you do this. You had me agree to send the $2 for the shipping. Then you said, be sure to read the terms and conditions. That you stuck in there that you enrolled me in something that I didn't even know about? That's not complete disclosure. That should have been right on the front page. When you asked for the $2 for the shipping, you folks say that we had won an iPhone. You didn't say I was entering a drawing for an iPhone. That's not what you're doing is fraud. You can't say one thing and do another. It's against the law. That's the way it is. You have to disclose that so everybody knows what's going on, and you won't have problems like this, like me calling in wanting my money back. So I want my money back. Hello? Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir, I'm here. So for the inconvenience, I will refund you that $59.89 from the...
No, you'll refund $600.
Sir, $600 hasn't been taken out of your account.
Like hell it hasn't. I've got dates, lady.
Yes, sir.
I've got the 614, 66.
For you.
Huh?
I can add all of these charges up for you. It wouldn't be $600.
Well, how much is it then? Since you don't seem to be corresponding with mine, but I've got enough purchases. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so it's $450 that was taken out of your account.
I'm sorry?
However, I said it was $450 that was taken out of your account, but I am going to refund you the $59.89 for June 15th, May 28th, and April 28th.
Why just that amount? Why not the full $400?
Because
you guys didn't earn it. You didn't give me anything for my money.
Well, you have access to the Bytes Hub app, which you signed up for in the terms and conditions. And with that being stated, that's why I'm refunding you the last three charges.
So, in other words, you're going to get to keep $300 just because you can. Well, I guess you guys are going to have a great meal on me then. Isn't that wonderful? This is the way America is. This is the way you treat people.
Okay, so
I'm sorry that you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry you folks feel that way, and that's what you're going to do. You access my account again, I will personally find out where you folks are, and you will have a problem. You understand me?
Okay,
I'm telling you, enough of this. This is wrong. I don't care who you are. I don't care what company you're working for. You guys are doing wrong, and you know it. Or you wouldn't even be refunding me anything. I'm sorry. I'm taking it out on you. I'm sorry you work for the company you do. But if you think what you're doing is justified, then hon, you got another thing coming. This, you don't have a good job. People are going to want to kill you if you keep doing this kind of stuff because you take money from people that you don't deserve. They're not happy about it. I didn't threaten nobody, and I'm not threatening you. I would like your name and tell you thank you for your time, but I'm telling you, I don't know what company this y'all think you're doing, but what a scam. Can I get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Ciana. And those last two charts, C-I-A-N-N-A.
C-I-A-N-N-A?
Yes.
And, okay.
Okay, and those last
two charts. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset.
I do understand the frustration, sir. But when your wife called yesterday, she did assure that the account was canceled, so you won't receive any further charges. And she also has the cancellation number for you. And then I refund.
Which is
the
C92086595?
Yes, sir. And then those last three charges that I've refunded, they'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now you said from 2, but what about 614 and 66 and 531 and 59?
So because it's in the terms and conditions, all we're allowed to do is refund the last up to 3 charges.
So you're actually doing the 614, 66, and 631, not the 3? Well, you said 28. 228, you mean?
No, I refunded the June, the May, and the April, the last 3 months.
Okay, listen here, hon. I've got one that's on May 9th, and then I got one on May 31st. Then I got one on May 6th, or June 6th, and then I got one on June 14th. And you took out one yesterday on the 15th.
Okay, so we have... I'm not seeing that. We have a charge for June 15th, $59.89. We have a May 28th. Okay, the charges can only be on a monthly subscription. So
well, that's what I'm
month.
Saying. But see, I got one on 222. I got one on 228. I got one on 321. I got one on 330. I got one on 429. I got one on 59, 531, 66, and 614. And then they took one yesterday.
And all of these are for $59.89?
Yeah.
So it'll either show up as that if that's when, okay, that's when we've tried to take it out, but that's when your bank took it out on another day. So it'll show like that's when it was pending, and then the next day is when it was taken out. So sometimes it'll show like if we tried to charge you on the 15th, but it tried to come out of your account on the 16th, that's why it'll say that. But we have
okay, but I understand that, but hun, I'm saying that like in the third month with January, March, I got a $59.89 on the 3, then on 3:30, they took it again, then at 4:29, they took it again, 5:09, they took another one, 5:31, they took another one, then they took one on the 6th, and now they're taking one on the 14th. That's not a monthly subscription, huh? They're actually gaining a couple payments there.
Yeah, I'm not seeing those charges, sir. I'm only seeing the ones I stated, which was the last 3 that I refunded.
Okay, but the last ones you stated, okay, how many charges? I know you don't, you said the last 3 months. How many did you say you had? You said 400 and something. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, almost 9 different payments in 3 months.
We have 8 payments.
Eight payments in 3 months.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, we have 8. The first one started November 29th. Then it's December 29th, January 28th, February 27th, March 29th, April 28th, May 28th, and then June 15th.
All right. I see other charges here, but from the 27th, were you not charging the same amount in November?
November.
Then I got some for $57.99, then I got some for $49.89.
So we don't have a 57, but the ones from November, December, and January, those payments are $49.89. And then
and
the
was
ones,
there a $24.99 too?
No, so if you're receiving $49.29, that's for another account. That's for something different, but I can give you that number so you can call and be assisted with that. It may be the same. Like from the same contest
company.
Issue that you did.
Yeah,
so you might get the same person you spoke to or like that, but it's just a different account, so that's why it's a different number.
Well, what's strange about it is this other account that you're talking about, it all started, you said, back in November. So it's like one company had it and then they changed over, because then it consistently became $59.89.
The $59.80, it probably changed because they raised the price on the subscription for that app. Yeah, we don't have access to that app, so that falls on that company.
Okay, well, can you give me that number?
I can. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready in time.
855-207-1119.
Okay, what number you gave me was 1-855-207-1119.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that. But is it typical that if you said this started in November, that's when these charges from the other company started, and it's ending now? So at one time there's two different companies doing the same thing, but only agreed to get the iPhone one time. Why would I have two different companies?
So it could either be from the same iPhone contest or survey, or it could have been another contest or survey that you did for that same one.
I didn't
one.
Do any others. I didn't even do the survey. I got in there. They asked, didn't ask me any questions. They just said, you want an iPhone, you pay $2 for shipping, and that's all I did. I didn't agree to anything else, but it's kind of insane to me, because if you add up all this, I've got over $700 that's been taken out of my account for surveys and sweepstakes. I don't know what, I have no idea what you're talking about. Why wasn't I notified by U.S. Mail?
Because it's an app on your phone. It's a mobile app. It's not something physical. So that's why. But for the go ahead. For the other account that you're seeing, that $24.99, when you call that number, they might have different rules for that. So you may be able to get all of that money back instead of like the 3 months for this one.
Okay.
But yeah, you would just have to call that number. And you did say it was $24.99?
Well, there's some for $24.99 and some for $49.89. Must be you guys.
The $49.89 was this same account. It was before they raised the prices for that app.
Okay.
And the $24.99, that's for the number that I gave you.
Okay. Well, see, they stopped in February, and there hasn't been a charge on the phone since, except a $29, and that might have been when the rates went up. But I'll give them a call. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I just think that what you folks are doing is wrong. But as far as the getting back a little bit, I guess it's better than nothing, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I understand your frustration. It's okay.
Well, me and my wife, she got the COVID, and I've got pancreatitis. We don't have the money to be throwing around like that, and if I'd known it was going on, but I'm just kind of curious why you folks never tried to notify me, since the $2 that I put down for the shipping, you've charged me all this money and never notified me of anything.
Yes, sir.
Why?
I wish I could refund you all of the charges, but yeah, I'm only allowed to do the last three.
Oh, I understand, but I'm my question is, why didn't you guys try to notify me or call me or get a hold of me or say, sir, we have had no activity on your account in all this time, but we're just going to keep on charging you? I mean, if I hadn't looked at my statement and asked my wife what it was, I would have missed this. And I bet there's a lot of folks out there too, and I just don't know how you guys got away with charging money for something you rendered no services.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that falls on the app, unfortunately.
Now, is this a thing with the phone apps that if you agree to something, they don't have to contact you any way, shape, or form? You're just hooked in until you figure it out, and then you wind up being in here as long as I have, and I'm losing quite a bit of money just because I didn't notice it. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're going to do. How am I going to get my money back?
It'll go back to that Visa that's on file.
Okay. Can we destroy that?
The account?
Yeah. Once you refund my money, just to, if you, I want you guys just to lose my name, number, everything.
Yes, sir. So once I, since I've canceled your account is basically dead to the system.
Okay.
But I've refunded it to you, so it'll still go back to that card.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Is there anything else I need to talk with you about, hon?
No.
Sorry for being so abrupt with you.
You're okay. And yeah, I gave you that number. You may get me again. You may not. You may get a different representative from a different call center. But yeah, once you call that number, they'll assist you with that other charge.
Okay, and where you at? Just out of curiosity. I'm not there so I can come down there and hurt. No, I want to know what part of the country you're in.
You're fine. We're in California.
Okay. Last one, our people I speak to in Florida, I live there. How's the weather out there? Hot like it is here?
It is.
Oh, it's almost 90 plus here.
Yeah, it's a little breezy, though.
Well, hey, Sienna, right?
Sienna.
Sienna, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
No problem. I'm glad I can get you at least some referrals.
I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.